Hello, I'm going to show you how to use GitAnnex to share files between computers that are in different places across the internet. So here I've set up two web browsers representing two computers. This one is my computer at home. It has a few files here. And then over here we have a computer which is representing a computer at work, which has some other files. So let's say that I'm at home here, and I would like to start sharing files with my computer at work. So we'll get started by add another repository, and we'll pick share with your other devices. Now it wants me to configure a Jabber account, and like it says here, you can use Google Talk. You can also use quite a number of other Jabber services or even run your own Jabber server. I'm going to use my Gmail account, which uses Google Talk. Now that Jabber's set up, you can start sharing with other devices that are also using that account. You can also share with other friends who you have on Jabber, but I'm going to stick with just sharing with my other device at work for now. But like it says here, you have to have the other device online and set up to use Jabber. If I go in and try here at home to pair with my computer at work, it's not listening and it can't get in touch. So let's wait until I go into work and finish this up. So, I'm at work, go through the same process, set up the Jabber account. Now, if I want to share with other devices, you see that it's sent a pair request, it is syncing with JoeyHess2, which is my Jabber account, or my Google account, and it's saying that it's unable to download files from my other devices. So what does this mean? Well, if we take a look at the files that I have here at work, I started off with these two, the to-do list and some data, and now I have this photo and a podcast from home, but you can see that they have an X on them. I can't read these files yet. So to get those files from home, what do I need to do? Well, I need to configure a cloud repository, like it's saying here, and there's quite a few options that you could use. Amazon, you can use your own server, you can use rsync.net, which works wonderfully, but I'm going to use box.com simply because it's quite easy to get an account there. It's free to get a small account. I'm going to choose to share this account with other devices and friends. You would only want to do this if you trust your friends, obviously. And I'm going to encrypt all the data that goes into that account, which prevents anyone on box.com from telling what files I'm sharing. Great. So it set up the box.com account. Now if I go over to the dashboard, I can see that it's already uploading my data to box.com, and it'll go on and upload my to-do list here in a minute. So that's great. I now have my files transferred up to box.com, but I still haven't set this up at home, right? And I do want to do that because I want to get to my podcast and stuff that I have on my home computer and listen to that at work. That's the whole point of this exercise, is to waste time at work, clearly. So we're probably going to have to wait until I go home to finish this. So let's go home. Day's over. I can now go in, and it's paired while I was away at work. And it says, you might want to set up a cloud repository here at home, too. And oh, look, here's the box.com that I set up at work. It's already sent that over here, and it knows about it. It just wants me to verify that I would like to use that cloud repository here at home. Okay, so now I have the box.com repository set up at home, and if I go over to the dashboard, we can see that it's already starting to download files from box.com and also upload files that the computer at work would like to see. And if I look at my files here, I can see that I've got the data, I've got the to-do list, rather, and the data will be coming down in a minute. And so what I've shown you is how to share files between two or more computers belonging to you using only services in the cloud that you choose. No one centralized service, but I have my pick of different services to use to make this work. Before I go, I'd also like to show to you that if you go in here, now that you've configured Jabber to share files with your own devices, you can also share with your friends as long as they're using GitAnnex as well. And that way you can build an even larger collection of files that are shared around with friends or family. I guess one other thing that I could show you while it's still uploading this photo to work is that if I go in here, I can make changes here, like renaming files, move them around, all that kind of thing. And when I go into work in the morning, my change will have been reflected there at work too. So, once again, I hope that you've enjoyed this screencast, and keep an eye out for further screencasts showing how to use GitAnnex.